Hey everybody, and welcome to a different kind of episode of Pwned. My trusty leader and colleague, Justin Finlade, is otherwise occupied keeping the world safe for democracy and other forms of participatory government, and so it's just me today. And we're going to be talking about an event that went on last week where I had the opportunity to meet with a whole bunch of really smart folks who are running IT and cybersecurity for a lot of the states here in the U.S. So we're going to have a discussion about things they said and things I heard, because a lot of it applies to the way all of us do our cybersecurity jobs every day, and it's not necessarily just focused on the folks in state and local government. So I'm going to kick it by saying thank you very much to the gang at eRepublic and the Center for Digital Government. They had this event, which was called Beyond the Beltway, down in Tyson's Corner, and it was populated, as I say, by a bunch of these state and local leaders. The CEO, Kathleen Robinette, and Dustin Hazler, and Joe Morris, and Terry Takai, they all came together and really put together what I thought was an interesting event. As most of you know, it can be hard to get a lot of different folks who are all pretty busy working at the same time, on the same things, in the same place, to talk about issues that sort of matter to all of them. And I was there, not just to learn from all those people, but we actually picked up a little award for having good exhibit content over the course of the last year for the same audience. That's not necessarily Pwned, but our company, New Harbor, was pretty well represented by generating a lot of information for that SLED community. So listen, what I want to do is I want to jump right into this. I want to go into and talk a little bit about what some of these folks, some of these leaders were saying about cybersecurity and cybersecurity concerns in their own right. This isn't going to be about, oh, I don't have enough people or my budget's tough. This is more about the ways we as security folks can engage more effectively, how we can get more support from the teams we need. Because the folks we're talking were largely CIOs and some executive level security folks, but they were talking about how they deal with outside folks, consultants, vendors, what have you. And it struck me as I was listening to them talk that a lot of the things that they were saying applied no matter whether which you're talking to your own internal organization or whether you're coming from the inside to try to help somebody out. And so what I've done is I paraphrased some of the comments that they made. I have a few of them because I thought they were interesting, and hopefully there's some lessons here that we can all learn. So anyway, so first off, there was a really interesting point that was made by one of the CIOs, which was that when you come to talk about security, know the plan. And what he was referring to specifically was, I take my time to build a strategy. My strategy is available for you to see. A lot of these are public sector organizations, so it's kind of public anyway. But think about your own organization or those with whom you deal. You can ask the questions to find out what the strategy is. Don't come and talk to me, is what he was saying, until you figured out specifically how you're going to help me achieve the deliverables or hit the milestones in that plan. Now think about that, right? As a security audience, right, we're typically engaged in the act of trying to keep people from hurting themselves, trying to make sure they protect things. And oftentimes we're applying a security lens without necessarily all that familiarity to the other goals those same groups are responsible for achieving. So I thought this was a great point. And my takeaway from it was really know the plan, not the cybersecurity plan, but know the business plan. Understand what your stakeholders are trying to do, understand what those leaders are going to be measured against, and make sure that whatever you offer them is going to help them make that happen. All right. Second comment was around sort of objectivity, right? The teams were all interested in getting a third party kind of objective view of what they were doing. And I thought that this was super insightful when this leader said, let's face it, IT people aren't always self-aware. How many of us in the course of doing our jobs are busily talking about cybersecurity with people who already think that they're secure, but they haven't necessarily thought it all the way through. And what this CIO was talking about was when you come to help, when you come with that security magnifying glass to look at things, make sure that you can take a look at it and understand the posture from the external view. Don't necessarily assume that they, he was talking about himself at the time, they or their teams know as much as they have to be effective. Make sure that you take the time to really take a look at it with your security lens, so you're bringing more value. You're not just helping them to protect what they know they have to protect, but you're helping them to understand places where they may not have even looked. All right. So if I think about what happens next, right, you think about that communication path. And this came from a different, this was a security person. She was working hard to get the plan transmitted amongst her own team, right? And so the thing that she said that really struck me was, remember when you're talking to me, you're talking to my whole team, right? Even the least technical people, even stakeholder groups or other agencies or organizations, remember that what you're communicating to your champion or your internal supporter to get cybersecurity to be better is going to have to be translated to all the people they're responsible for and that they're trying to bring along as well. And I think that that's really important. We talk a lot in the show about finding better ways to communicate with people. And I think sometimes understanding that your audience isn't just that initial target, that initial individual that you're speaking with, but it's in fact all the people that that person is going to have to talk to as well. I thought it was a really excellent point. So some of these teams had done a lot of work, right? And you could feel coming off them a certain amount of frustration because, let's face it, there's a lot of security practitioners who apply the same methodology, perhaps the same processes, maybe even the same technologies, almost anywhere they go. And what this person was saying was, listen, we took time and we understand that we have gaps. Before you come in and start telling me what you think we should do, make sure that you take into account the work we've already done to identify it, right? I mean, think about that. If you're an IT leader, if you're a security leader, you have an internal team who's working hard and they're trying to figure out what to do. Maybe it's an application development team who's trying to do better code review, or maybe it's a networking team that's already trying to separate the network or balkanize or stratify it in some way. If you come at them and say, all right, I'm from security and I'm here to help, and you don't take into account the work that they've done, their own understanding, maybe the way they've tailored their own thoughts about cybersecurity into your planning, you're going to have a difficult time. You're going to face more resistance, you're going to face more friction, and you're going to generally have a harder time being seen as a collaborative member of that team. More, you're going to be somebody coming from the outside in and trying to get them to adopt your ideas of what should be done. So I thought that this was a really, really good point, especially as cybersecurity has become more broadly understood. And it's really likely that some of the leaders outside of security know at least enough about it to do a good job of trying to figure out where they think they may want to go next. But they're not going to know everything yet, right? And that's one of the reasons why we as security leaders and all of you as, you know, security students, right, of the art, we all have to make sure that we understand how we're going to bring others along with us. And this was a comment made by a different CIO who was actually looking at service providers to get some help, to bring in some resources from the outside to help upskill their own cybersecurity team. And what they were talking about was a lot of this is around communication, and that their own employees, their own teammates and colleagues had to be upskilled in what security really, really meant. Because these people had come into it, they were working hard, they were very successful at doing what they had been doing in the last century, right? And the way that she framed it, which I thought was great, was that she had really, really strong 20th century colleagues who are now facing 21st century challenges. And it's sort of like the other person who had described the need to be able to speak across the organization, but this was about make sure you're providing information and even training in such a way that the stakeholders and the folks responsible for implementation or management or in fact signing the checks are now educated more about the new challenges that are happening in the 21st century. If you think about your own environments, think about the way it changes as you move to the cloud, right? Think about the difference in access control, identity, and access management in a cloud-based environment like AWS versus being on a system. Think about the difference in the lifespan of a process, if it's a workload running some little bit of Lambda functionality going on versus a monolithic application that's running, right? So the technology has really changed, and we know as security practitioners that that has a massive impact on the way we think about security. But the folks who are responsible for really delivering the service and the business value may not be as familiar, and they've been successful getting into the 21st century with what they know and what they really understand. And now it's our responsibility as security leaders to help bring them up as well if we expect to find a welcoming audience that understands what we're asking them to do to apply great protection to these great new moves that they've made as they digitize, as they transform their environments, and as they move ahead into this century. All right, so The constant security battle is one of balance, and Justin and I talk about this all the time, right? But remember that cybersecurity is a balanced element of an overall IT technology slash business strategy, even a market strategy. And this was a great quote that came from a different CIO who was talking about the fact that there are some conflicting but necessary priorities. And this is hard, right? Security is an optional. That's nice to hear, right? I don't think we would have necessarily have heard that 15 or 20 years ago. But at the same time, neither is network uptime or email. As a result, this individual is trying to figure out how does he promote the right amount of security with the right scope and with the right priority, with the right urgency. And I think that's a great question, right? Helping organizations and champions and the folks we deal with to balance the cybersecurity priorities against the other priorities that they're dealing with, whether they're IT or maybe their budget or maybe they're regulatory or maybe there's some conflict between organizations. We can help with that, right? As security leaders, we have to understand and internalize that kind of balance, because great security is not all of one thing, nothing of something else. And great security is also not something that keeps the business from operating as effectively as it can. So that kind of relationship, right, implies that you understand a lot about what the organization you're working with is trying to do. And this was a great quote that came out where it really started off with this discussion about how this individual wanted the security practitioners to be better at helping them to understand the value from the get-go. So don't talk necessarily about how it protects against a specific threat. Don't necessarily talk about how it is looking forward to protecting against the next specific threat or cures an existing problem that they have, but rather, what is the value of the choice that's being made to protect against it from a security perspective? As an example, if you're caught up in trying to figure out a better plan for protecting against ransomware, we know there's a lot of different ways one can do that. You can think about it on the endpoint. You can think about it through behavioral analytics. You can think about it through maybe geofencing or something at the wall or at the email gateway. There's a whole bunch of different ways that one can think about solving it. Make sure that as you, the security practitioner, arrives, you're doing a great job to help them better understand why what they're doing is the right choice for the organization and brings the value that they're looking for. Because I thought the second half of this quote was right on the money. If we force our stakeholders and supporters to spend their time figuring out why what we are suggesting is right for them, they don't have time to do their job. And frankly, that means we're kind of not doing ours as well as we could. All right, last one. You know, everybody uses words like evergreen and this is a dynamic document. But this was something that came out because we're talking about the budget cycles. And it can be very different as well in state and local government. But I think it applies to all of us in some way. Plans change, right? Next week it's cloud. It's remote workers. No, it's moving the applications. It's no longer lift and shift. I've got to shard the memory someplace else. All this stuff happens, right? So as you're presenting to them, what they were saying was stop trying to sell security as a solution. Right, whether you're a CISO trying to sell it into the organization or whether you're a vendor trying to sell either a product or some services, recognize that security is always a strategy. And like any battle strategy, it's going to have to morph over time. Right, the old Mike Tyson line about, you know, everybody has a plan until you get hit in the face. It's obviously the same with security. But sometimes a hit in the face isn't necessarily something like a breach or a new attack. Sometimes it's the fact that there's a new initiative to move a bunch of e-commerce into the cloud. Or maybe it's something new, there's an acquisition going on. And so make sure that as you're communicating, these folks were saying that your strategy is one that's gonna change and evolve as the business evolves. I wanna tell you, it was a really great event. I'd encourage you to take a look at eRepublic and the Center for Digital Government. They've done a lot of work, and I think a lot of the stuff that they have is applicable almost anywhere you are. We saw multiple state and local government organizations who had published their strategies. And one of the great things about the fact that these folks are funded by legislatures and by voters, there's a lot of detail in what they do. So if you're looking for maybe a new way to handle application security, or you're wondering how somebody's managing compliance with some part of NIST or something else, take a look around. The state you're in right now may have a great plan. It may already be published, and you may be able to learn something from it that'll help you out. Because when you stop and think about it, again, this is something Justin and I talk about all the time, those state and local government people, they're protecting more users than virtually any organization is ever going to have. And so they've had to think through this stuff, and there's a lot of good and prescient thinking that's going on right now. So listen, I've missed having my partner in crime along. I'm sure you have too. But I want to thank you for joining me for this episode of Pwned. If you like it, please tell a couple of friends, forward it on, send it around, rate it 5 stars, because that's the way Justin and I get to keep doing this as often as we can. And if you have any questions for us, please reach out, whether it's about M&A activity or whether it's about some questions that's just arisen in the course of doing the daily job, or maybe you hate something I said today or something that we said in the past, send us a note, and you can always reach us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com. Next time, I'm sure I'll have the Viking back with me. Look forward to seeing you then.